It's been 10 years since Tom McGuane published his last novel. The author of such acclaimed books as The Sporting Club and 92 in the Shade has been raising horses and fly fishing in Montana and writing a collection of essays about each. Now McGuane has turned back to fiction. His new book is called The Cadence of Grass. And like his 10 earlier novels, it's filled with a cast of unlikely heroes and unexpected outcomes. But this time, McGuane tells the story from a different point of view, as William Marcus of Montana Public Radio reports.
The last time readers encountered Tom McGuane in the longest silence, he was knee-deep in a trout stream. The West Fork of the Boulder River, prime fishing water, splashes within 40 yards of his 1900-era ranch house. But this morning, McGuane is inside with his wife, Lori, showing off photographs taped to the refrigerator door.
This is my granddaughter, Maisie, my grandson, Charlie. This is my grandson, Thomas, my daughter, Heather, and my brother, John. I think that's it. I can't remember who this is. This must be Charlie in the hospital, right?
That's Charlie.
That's grandson, Charlie.
A family photo taken on a skiing trip is all smiles and intertwined arms. McGuane draws quite a different tableau in the opening paragraphs of his new novel, where a factious family has gathered for the funeral of its unlamented patriarch, Jim Whitelaw.
Paul Crusoe, estranged from Whitelaw's daughter, Evelyn, a strong young woman with black hair that hung straight to her collar, was led to his mother-in-law's sitting room by Evelyn herself. Mrs. Whitelaw, who could act as oblivious as someone nearly blind, sat with Evelyn's sister Natalie, whom Paul viewed as a high-strung, nasty girl who once caused all his problems and who, for her part, despised him unstintingly. Natalie smoked and looked at Paul over her raised cigarette. The red hair was certainly not genuine.
McGuane's trademark easy wit gives way to a complex, multi-voiced story of the Whitelaw family's struggle over power and money. It's a theme that's been at the center of his work, at least since his novel Keep the Change was published in 1989. It comes from his own upbringing. He dedicated The Cadence of Grass to his late sister Marion, who he considers a casualty of their dysfunctional family. And he honored his sister in another way, by putting a woman at the center of his new book.
I realized I hadn't really thought as much in my writing about women and how women could be the centers of stories. And so I really have a heroine in this book, Evelyn, who emerges kind of from the shadows of the early parts of the book and who I really admired a lot. Not that I particularly envied her lot in life, but I just thought, here's somebody who plays the cards she's dealt with in a way that I can look up to.
Among the cards in McGuane's deck is Evelyn's husband, Paul Crusoe, one of McGuane's more infernal characters. He openly pursues and sleeps with Evelyn's sister, Natalie, and blithely runs the family bottling business into the ground. Then there's Evelyn's father, Jim Whitelaw, who leaves a will that requires her to stay married to Paul or lose her inheritance. McGuane says the characters came right out of the perspective provided by his book's heroine.
As many annoying machismo traits as I have accumulated in my life, and as many fine women as I've annoyed with these traits, I can hardly identify myself with feminism. But the fact is, I mean, writing from that point of view, I mean, I began looking at patriarchal things that are in our culture, and in my culture, maybe even in my household culture, with new eyes.
Still, Paul gets some of the book's best sarcastic one-liners. And McGuane reverts to form to describe Paul's personality. For instance, what he learned from his professor mother, a Westernist at the University of Colorado.
She'd raised Paul with the belief that he needed only the broadest views to get through life in the West. These included nativism, appropriate settlement, and the dizzying romance of low rainfall. It went right over his head. He only thought about such large themes when he was smoking reefer or had the flu.
Do you ever consciously just throw a Tom McGuaneism in there, just to keep people happy?
I had an uncle who I admired very much who said, you must never leave a room unless everyone's laughing. That's why my uncles and my aunts and my grandparents all talked and thought all the time. Dullness was something that was to be avoided, you know, verbal dullness. And we all were taught not to even dare try it around the house. I remember my mother saying, you'd tell a joke, which she thought she'd heard before. She'd always look very gloomily at you and say, ah, the old ones are the good ones, aren't they?
Tom McGuane says the test of fiction is much the same as telling a joke. Does it feel forced?
The test is, did they do that or did I make that up? And if you sense that you made it up, then something went wrong in the process. And that's the degree to which characters sort of startle you and to begin to behave a little bit on their own.
McGuane says he's not a fan of the highbrow realism that he says seems to rule the hour in publishing. Still, McGuane's characters live an ordinary life, grounded in small-town Montana, where the author has made his home for 35 years. The book is filled with the details of ranch life, raising horses and tending cattle. McGuane includes them in this description of elderly rancher Bill Champion.
Bill was a great cattle nurse, one with foresight, sorting tasks ahead of time, feeding, calving, grafting a twin to a cow who'd lost her calf, knowing which neighbor had an orphan to spare, salting in the right places, cleaning corrals, controlling flies, branding and doctoring, breaking, weaning, shipping, culling, and picking sound replacements or appropriate bulls, holding birth weights and weaning weights in his head for every cow, avoiding panic, anger at the agricultural economy, and worse, the inexorable feeling that he was going backward and living in a country all too happy to watch him drown in a job that probably didn't exist anymore.
In the book, Bill Champion is a mentor to Evelyn, teaching her self-respect through hard work on the ranch when she was young, and remaining her confidant through her rough marriage to the insufferable Paul. McGuane says Champion's quiet confidence is modeled after the old hands he's met in the horse business.
Not the bitter, argumentative rifle in the back of the pickup truck kind, but the steady guys that knew a lot. And they're just a wonderful old breed of American. I mean, there aren't many of them around really anymore. I wanted to find a way to get my admiration down in print.
Tom McGuane says that writing that part of the book was easy. He says the book's final half dozen pages, an exaltation of Champion and his kind, nearly wrote themselves. McGuane says it's a testament to his cowboy friends, and, he hopes, to the hard work he'd put in on the book's first 230 pages. For NPR News, I'm William Marcus in Missoula, Montana.